This is a very strange story. You've heard about it, but you haven't heard all the details. All the details aren't really available right now, frankly. But I can tell you that three aspiring rappers who met in prison have now been missing for 10 days after a Detroit gig suddenly was canceled. The case is being investigated by Detroit police and at least two other police agencies and by WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson here with the very latest. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. This is very 38-year-old Armani Kelly of Oscoda, 31-year-old Montoya Gibbons of Detroit, and 31-year-old Dante Wicker of Melvindale were supposed to perform at Lounge 31 in Detroit on January 21st for a birthday party. But because of some equipment problems, the gig was canceled. That was the last time they were seen. It's been since the 21st. Still no, their whereabouts are still unknown. Kelly had picked up the other two men on the way to the club before it was canceled, and the three men haven't been seen since. And Detroit police say the fact that the three men are missing together is very concerning. So now Detroit police have joined police in Oscoda, Melvindale, and Warren looking for the men. Police say one family member believes the men made it to the club before they vanished, but police are trying to confirm that. All the men's phone records ended that weekend. Armani Kelly's mother, Lori Kemp, reported her son missing on January 23rd. She used OnStar to track her son's vehicle they were all in. It popped up in several locations before it was found at an apartment complex in Warren. Now, no other evidence was recovered. All three men, as you said, Paul, met in prison. Kelly's fiance, Taylor Perrin, said the aspiring rapper was turning his life around after a robbery case. He was working. He was taking college classes while still polishing up those rap skills. She adds his phone calls, his text messages, social media contacts have not been answered since the night of January 21st. And Detroit police continue to investigate along with other agencies checking license plate readers and security videos, saying they're confident that using those tools will help to get the answers these families deserve. Paul W.
I hated seeing what I saw when I saw what appeared to be the fiance you just talked about. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me that from the outset, she was absolutely certain that her fiance was dead. There was one that wasn't mom. Well, maybe mom, maybe, yeah. Maybe she was a very young mom, maybe. But they were absolutely certain that they were dead already. I mean, yeah. From the beginning, they were crying and sobbing. They didn't deserve this. They had so much of life to live. And I thought, my gosh, that was a quick reaction. But I have to tell you, it's not a rap and rap stars don't have a good record of surviving. I don't know. I can't think of a better way to put it. I just don't have a better way to put it. But am I wrong?
No, because, you know, the how they rap and what they rap about, you know, they rap about, you know, gangs and a lot of time drugs and those kind of things. And you get mixed up with seedy people. And also, like the mom said, you know, her son did 8 years in prison and he lived through that. He comes out. She thinks somebody may have set him up. But she believes that her son is dead. And she says, all I want is some closure and to be able to lay him to rest. I mean, she said this.
Yeah, that's bizarre. And I wasn't clear, except now it's sounding like it wasn't like the deal at Lounge 31 was canceled because they didn't show up.
Right.
It sounds like the deal at Lounge 31 fell apart because of some technical reasons.
That's right.
And they were even there. But as you mentioned, their phone records all stopped having activity by the early morning hours of the next day, January 22nd.
That's right. And then the car, you know, tracked by mom with OnStar.
I thought that was brilliant on her part.
Yeah. She came all the way from Oscoda, and she came down here looking for it, and she found it popped up in several places, but they found it at an apartment complex in Warren, and that's why Warren is involved now in the investigation as well.
And as I understand it, they found the car there in Warren at an apartment complex, as you just mentioned, but nothing else.
Yeah.
No other evidence of anything.
No other evidence, no.
Oh, it's just a bizarre and seemingly, I mean, this many over 10 days now, and no phone activity, et cetera, no one reaching out to anybody, nothing, nothing. It does sound horrible. It does sound like it's going to come to a horrific conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's very odd. All three together, all three missing. Very odd.
Yeah. And at least the story is, as you pointed out, too, they all met in prison, and they were all trying to turn their lives around doing something that they enjoyed and they can make a living at.
Absolutely. Something positive.
Well, nothing else to say. I mean, unless you have something else on this.
Just, police are still investigating. Hope to, you know, give these families some type of closure, Paul W.
Yep. So you can, at this point, hope for. But we hope we get, hope against hope that we have positive news, but it doesn't look that way. All right. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
Armani Kelly, 29. Dante Wicker, 31. Montoya Givens, 31. Obviously, if you know anything at all, get a hold of the police. Let them know. I mean, that's all we can ask for at this point. There is breaking news, and Steve Courtney and Sean Bellegian are going to weigh in on it. Sean, this is, I think this is welcome news, and it seems like it is for good this time. Tom Brady announcing he's retiring for good, his own words.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. He posted a message on Twitter, and, you know, he kind of took a shot at himself. He said, hey, listen, no long, drawn-out emotional essay. I used my pass up last year. I'm just going to tell you point blank, I'm retired. What a blessing it's been. Paul, listen, I know it's up for debate for me. There is no debate. I think he's the greatest to ever play the game. I really do.
I do, too.
Seven-time Super Bowl champion, five-time Super Bowl MVP, three times the MVP in the National Football League. I think he's the greatest to ever play the game, and he is finally, according to some people, calling it quits. It really is amazing that that gentleman played as long as he did to the age that he did.
And as well as he did
age.
Yeah.
45 years old, and he's calling it quits. He'll be 46 in August.
I'm going to ask Brian to try to find that emotional video that Tom Brady released this morning that said, quote, good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So it goes on from there, but if Brian can find it, we'll play it for you. We'll continue the conversation along with Steve Courtney. Tom Brady says, no, really, I mean it. I am retiring for good this time. And I think that's good news. 844 at WJR.